The Showgirl and the Prince, written and read by Ruthie Henschel. To David Greer and Andrew Halliday, who have been absolute angels in my life and my children's lives, and to my reason for living, my daughters, Lily and Dolly. January 1983. I write this diary in the hope that someday, when I'm famous, a book can be made so people can share my experiences or my diary can be published. Well, maybe. Ruthie Henschel, age 15. Prologue. My father always said I should write a book, but made me promise to wait until after he died. You will understand why after reading this book. He planted the seed in my mind, which finally blossomed when I decided to clear out my garage and organise the piles of boxes filled with decades of memorabilia. I kept everything. Diaries I started writing as a teenager, letters, old newspaper reviews, magazine interviews, photographs, and to my horror, a mummified rat and a huge false widow spider, which sent me screaming to the butch builder next door to remove. Of course, I got sidetracked straight away. As I started reading my old diaries and Prince Edward's letters, I was struck by how precious this time in my life was. I was on the West End stage, my dream since I was a girl, and shared a love with a wonderful man very few people even know. If this was someone else's story, I would think they had made it up. Taking the decision to write about my relationship with Prince Edward wasn't easy, as he still means so much to me. When I plucked up the courage to tell him about the book, he couldn't have been more understanding, saying that as a performer of profile, it was important for me to tell my story. He was as generous as ever. If he reads it, I hope it doesn't make him wince too many times. But on the other hand, he spent many a moment wincing at my behaviour back then. He's used to it. Our story is played out against the backdrop of what I consider to be a golden age of theatre. The 80s and 90s was a boom time for brilliant new and inventive musicals. Juggernauts like Miss Saigon, Les Miserables, Phantom of the Opera, and of course Cats were opening and taking the West End by storm. I will be forever grateful that I came of age in that moment. There was no social media to make us feel anxious or drive us to compare ourselves with people, not just in the village, but in the whole world. No mobile phones with cameras to catch us being naughty. No internet. The reviews in newspapers mattered. People talked face to face or on the phone. We didn't have texting, and big back-combed hair was the only way to go out on a Saturday night. Heaven. I have laughed writing this book and cried more times than it rains in the UK. Sometimes the tears came as I was putting words on the page, and every so often it was like a tsunami of feelings afterwards. I wasn't prepared for how it would throw me around emotionally. But on the flip side, rooting through those boxes allowed me to see what I had achieved in my career, and perhaps for the first time give myself a pat on the back. That feisty, damaged, determined girl really did make good. Things haven't always been easy, but I don't regret anything about my crazy, thrilling, complicated life. Well, maybe wearing hot pants to Buckingham Palace that time. So let me take you back to 1987 backstage on Cats, when a showgirl first meets a prince. Love, Ruthie. Chapter 1. The Prince. How does a prince meet a showgirl? Well, first he has to get out of the armed forces and risk doing something totally left field for a royal. Get a job in theatre, for example. I met Prince Edward for the first time in 1988 when I was 20 and he was 23. Rather controversially, he'd just left the Royal Marines to begin working for Andrew Lloyd Webber's really useful theatre company, and I was playing Jemima, one of the Jellicle Cats in Andrew's hit musical at the New London Theatre. Cats was my West End debut, and I was probably the most single-mindedly ambitious young dancer you could meet. I'd been out of theatre school for just a year, but I was determined that one day I'd be a star. I'd only been in Cats for a couple of months before there was a rumour that a certain